President Bush leaves no doubt he is pleased with the news he got from U.S. personnel in Baghdad, Fallujah, and Wazir province.
For the week of September 8th through 15th, attack levels across Iraq are the lowest they have been since January of 2006, which, of course, is a time prior to the Samarra bombing.
Mr. Bush says, all in all, there is reason to be confident of success.
And when you couple that with grassroots efforts that our PRT, Provincial Reconstruction Teams, are making, you begin to get a sense of why I'm confident that we can succeed in Iraq.
The president and his top national security aides gathered in a White House conference room for the briefing from Iraq. They were surrounded by television screens showing their briefers. Half were military men in uniform, half were reconstruction workers in civilian dress. Mr. Bush told them their combined efforts are making a difference.
I look forward to further discussions with those who actually see the progress that is taking place, with those who are living amongst the people and can report firsthand that the success that was reported on by General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker is happening on a daily basis.
Last Thursday, the president announced he was accepting a plan for a modest troop drawdown put forward by General David Petraeus, his top commander in Iraq. Mr. Bush stressed, as more progress is made, more American soldiers will be coming home. But congressional critics remain skeptical, and no one has been more adamant in his opposition to the war than Democrat John Murtha of Pennsylvania. During an appearance at the National Press Club in Washington, Murtha challenged the report General Petraeus delivered to Congress last week.
The lessons of history are clear. There's a limitation to military power. Economic and political and diplomatic challenges must be solved. They can't be solved by military means, and they shouldn't be distorted by rhetoric.
Murtha acknowledged that while Democrats are in the majority, they still lack the vote margin they need in the Senate to pass legislation that would accelerate U.S. troop reductions beyond the figure announced by the president. While Congress will take up a new Iraq War supplemental funding request soon, Murtha said he expects it won't be until next year, after key U.S. presidential primary contests, that Republicans will begin to part ways with President Bush's Iraq policies in greater numbers. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.